Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode 139 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. The last episode of Camera Position, we talked a little bit about storytelling and about the elements of storytelling and the way in which we can think about conceiving or conceptualizing our photographs as we are making them, as we are thinking about what we're doing in the field to try to put images together in our camera and for post-production that will tell a story more easily for us, rather than trying to shove those pictures that we make into a story, but rather thinking about the story before we begin to make photographs. And I wanted to share with you another great idea that I learned, through my association with Apple Distinguished Educators, the story spine. The story spine. This was originally created by playwright Ken Adams, and it's a tool for helping to create well-structured stories. And it's a template of sorts that contains a series of sentence fragments that can prompt the narrative elements of a story. The template, because I said it's kind of a template of sorts, the template has a kind of a fluid structure, and it allows us as image makers, as storytellers, to pick and choose what works best for us. The best and most effective stories, as we discussed last time, are succinct and to the point, and usually comprised of those essential elements that we talked about in the last episode of Camera Position. And here, this template that we can work with can be really helpful to us. So if you listen to the last episode of Camera Position, I think this will make a little bit more sense, because it takes those elements of storytelling, and it breaks them down even more simplistically to some ideas that we can think about as we're trying to conceive or conceptualize a story. And those things are really just five: the platform, the catalyst, the consequences, the climax, and the resolution. So the platform. If we think about great stories that we've heard or great stories that we've told, oftentimes they start with something like once upon a time or every day. Every day I wake up and the sun is shining in the window. So the platform can be that sort of beginning place from which you start the story. So the platform, once upon a time or every day. And if you think about sort of what comes next, you know, every day I wake up and have a bowl of oatmeal, that will start you off down the path for that story. So then the catalyst, but one day, or then something changed. So if every day I wake up and have a bowl of oatmeal, but one day I decided instead to have toast with peanut butter on it. So the catalyst is that thing that something indicates something has changed. So the catalyst is something that has changed in the routine of that once upon a time, or something changed. So the catalyst. And then the next thing, the consequences. And because of that, or and then, fill in the blank, occurred. So the consequence, because of that, so if I kind of follow along with my breakfast narrative here, every day I wake up and have a bowl of oatmeal, but one day I decided to have a piece of toast with peanut butter on it. And because of that, I ended up discovering that I really liked toast with peanut butter on it far more than I liked oatmeal. So, and you can repeat that consequence as often as you need it. So as often as you need that sort of consequence, because of that, and then because of that, and then because of that. And if you think about great stories that you've known, that you've heard told, or that you've watched or listened to or read, the consequence often repeats a number of different times. And the number of times that it repeats typically deals with the complexity of the story. So the consequence, because of that, and because of that, and because of that. And then the next thing, the climax, until finally, then suddenly. So if I continue down the path of my peanut butter with toast, So the climax would be, and then suddenly I realized that I really didn't like peanut butter that much at all. So the climax is something that happens that sort of changes the direction of the story. So it's until finally or then suddenly something changes. Something changes with that consequence. And then finally, the resolution. And ever since then, or the moral of the story is, or the funny thing was. So the funny thing was, is I discovered I didn't really want to have breakfast at all. I just wanted to have coffee and run out the door. So the resolution is that sort of concluding part of the story. So what you can do with this, and I'll put a link to the PDF of this on the app and also on cameraposition.com, the story spine, and you can take a look at it and use it as you might need to. So the platform, or once upon a time, the catalyst, but one day, or then something changed, the consequence, and because of that, which you can repeat as needed, and the climax until finally or then suddenly, and the resolution, and ever since then, or the moral of the story is, and the funny thing was. And I think for many people who are struggling with how to tell a story, this kind of a template can be really useful to you. And also notice that you don't really have to use every component of the template. So it could be just the platform, once upon a time, the catalyst, then something changed, the climax, until finally, and the resolution, ever since then. The resolution is probably the one piece that you really can't leave out, as is the platform, or the sort of establishing image that kind of tells the beginning part of your story. So the story spine, a wonderful method of helping you conceive of a story, and as you sort of work toward establishing story in your images, I would encourage you to try out the story spine and see what it can do for you as you make images that tell a story, especially sequences of images that tell a story. Well, thanks for joining me, and I'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.